The Australian Catholic bishops have welcomed this week's decision from the country's High Court, which yesterday ruled that the government cannot send asylum seekers to Malaysia under a controversial deal between Canberra and Kuala Lumpur. The court said in a statement that the agreement should be terminated because the rights of asylum seekers could not be guaranteed in Malaysia, which has not signed the United Nations Refugee Convention. Australia had planned to send 800 detainees to Malaysia in exchange for 4,000 verified refugees. The court's decision is a major blow to Canberra's plan to stem an influx of people from poor, war-torn countries attempting to reach Australia by boat. The immigration point man for Australia's Catholic Bishops' Conference, Father Maurizio Pettena, says now is the time to find the political will to address the issue of immigration seriously.
When this deal was set between Australia and Malaysia, we were very critical and very worried for a number of reasons. We were very concerned with the treatment of refugees in Malaysia, who is a country who has not signed on the agreement on refugees, as set by the High Commissioner for Refugees. So we were very worried. And we know of the record on human rights and whatnot. So we have criticized the signing of such an agreement from the very beginning. I must also say that one of the reasons that we very much enforced with the federal government, with the Minister of Immigration, to whom we speak very, very frequently, and it was the fact that refugees, seems to us, are being used as a political battlefield. So we've really tried to move the talk and the interest on a different level, and that is the level of human dignity, the level of human rights, as Pope Benedict said in his last message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to look at the whole perspective as human beings, as one human family. We also insisted with the federal government that these people are desperate. So in desperation and in the vulnerability that these people display, they will keep on finding ways to come to Australia. Why? They come to Australia for protection. So how could we think of sending people back to countries where we were not sure about their protection? So we've always been very critical. So, and we did not have doubt that should this have gone to the assessment of the High Court, the High Court would have ruled against, as it happened 6-1 in a matter of in a matter of second. I can quote you Chief Justice Robert French saying, that the declaration was made without power and it is invalid. So now our hope is the government will still honor his word to receive and settle 4,000 refugees. And I really hope that this will engage all political parties, but also all those people of goodwill that are interested in refugees, to find different and better ways to deal with a situation created by asylum seekers.
Father, you mentioned that the question of immigration is a political battlefield. Australia is not the only place in which that is true. But it's sort of a problem that's endemic in democratic order, that the party in power doesn't want to make unpopular or difficult decisions, and the party out of power doesn't want to be seen acquiescing to things that aren't on the mind or the agenda of its base. So how do you construct the political will to deal with immigration? You know, and how do you manage the tension between I say tension and not contradiction deliberately, the tension between the duty of a government to protect borders and ensure order on the one hand and the rights of movement and the duty of government to the duty of Christians, let's say, in a Christian society to welcome the stranger.
Thank you for the question. I really believe that His Holiness's message for this year, World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which in Australia actually is very timely, because in Australia we'll celebrate this on the last Sunday of August, which is our, you know, peak of winter, sort to say. This is exactly the question: is what is the peculiar contribution of the Catholic Church in these all discussion pertaining to migrants and refugees? Now, what I believe is lacking in the general information is a very simple and basic question. There are lots of myths, you know, like asylum seekers are looked upon as queue jumpers, you know, versus the people perhaps coming and asking for asylum through other different ways. For example, coming through you know, airports or other ways. But people fail to ask themselves the question, why are they coming that way? So that's, you know, we need to be able to inform. We need to be able to know that. What is the alternative? Again, you know, that's where we need to be able to create knowledge, to create a culture. Now, I also believe that this is the time for all people of goodwill, and I really mean for all people of goodwill, to work together. And in this case, I think of church and government to find a better way of dealing with asylum seekers. Like, you know, we said the Catholic Church stands ready to work with the minister, with the department, and other people of goodwill to find a better way. For example, you know, we offered the minister some months ago our willingness to help with taking children, minors, out of detention places and find alternatives. Now, and that program is going very well in Australia. It's growing. I mean, people there do feel that we are dealing with human beings, and that we are one human family across many borders, so to say. Now, in relation to this, in a week, in fact, of the 8th of September in Australia, we will have the first inaugural colloquium where, as Office of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, we are able to bring together, in this case, the Minister for Immigration, Minister Chris Bauer, and a bishop, a moral theologian. And the idea is to have government and church to raise the level of discussion outside the perspective of looking at refugees and say, you know, if I protect refugees, do I gain votes or do I lose votes? And my question to the government is, do you accept to bring the discussion at a different level, on a moral level, on an ethical level, on a theological level? So we'll have the bishop, Bishop Christopher Prowse, the Bishop of Sale, and a moral theologian, and the Minister of Immigration, and they will dialogue on this issue: one human family across borders, protecting people versus protecting borders. And we will try, from a theological point of view, to recoup the history of immigration in Australia. Like, you know, Australia, we cannot understand Australia unless we reflect on our history as immigrants to Australia. Like, for example, let's see what happened in 1975 with the big influx of refugees from Vietnam. We cannot understand Australia now without the contribution of the community, the Vietnamese community, and so it is for all other communities. So the problem is that, you know, asylum seekers coming by boat are looked upon in very negative ways for all sorts of reasons, and so there is a big failure to, first of all, look at the human situation and ask the question and answer very thoroughly, why do they come to that? What is it? You see, during this colloquium between the minister and the bishop, we will have a woman, a refugee woman, now settled in Australia, came by boat to Australia, went through one of our detention places, and she will, in 10 minutes, she will say why jumping on a boat was her last resort. So we hope to create, I'm not sure I will go, and I've got a lot of hopes for this, but we hope to create a different culture, a different way to look at this, you know, from a human point of view, and to be able to lift all discussion from outside the political arena into a theological one.